Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. With inflation, rising interest rates, and a higher cost of living continuing to squeeze household budgets, retailers are approaching the holiday with more uncertainty than ever. How will these economic pressures shape consumer behavior, and what does that really mean for this all-important shopping season? Joining us today is Jennifer Valdivia, principal in our National Retail Group. Jennifer is here to unpack what's ahead for the most critical shopping season of the year. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thanks so much, Natalie. Great to be back.
Awesome. Jennifer, what can we learn from the back-to-school season, and what do you think are going to be some of the big themes and how consumers will shop during this upcoming holiday season?
Yeah, sure, Natalie. So I think there's actually a few big themes here. Consumers will be looking for discounts and promotions and utilizing loyalty rewards and leveraging buy now, pay later options probably more than ever. They're going to be deal hunting. They're going to be looking for value everywhere they turn. And it's likely going to be a holiday season where the consumer is going to be even more focused on that value proposition that a product brings to the table. Yeah, I think the other thing is the economic concerns are very real for consumers. I mean, their wallets are thin. They're stretching it the best they can. They're going to be mindful of how their dollars are going to be utilized even more than the more recent holiday seasons past. If you kind of think about the last 4 years, consumers have price increase fatigue at this point. It's been several years of that. And, you know, gone are the days where there were supply chain issues and the consumer was willing to just accept pricing as it was in order to get the product they want. I mean, that's just not reality in this day and age. And, you know, the other thing that's going to be really critical is, and truly sort of a big theme that continues, is those digital solutions. And, you know, there's going to be that continued focus, especially in light of working parents returning to the office environment. They're in longer commutes these days, and they just don't have the time to window shop for gifts. It's those retailers that have that effective and efficient digital capability that they're really going to continue to excel.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I do think this holiday season, consumers, the cost-conscious consumer is what I think everybody is today, are going to be looking for significant discounts, promotions, and all of that. What categories did you think are going to fare well? You know, what do you think, which categories do you think will struggle this holiday season? Any winners, any losers?
I mean, I think there could be some winners and losers in this game this year, but yeah, I think it's really going to boil down to the flexibility of the return policies. I mean, I think that's really going to be the game changer. And, you know, it's that critical dance with the consumer. There's a risk that the product is going to be on a tight, if there is a risk that there is going to be a tight return policy, you know, they might think twice about purchasing that item, regardless of the discount, because they don't want that money wasted. It would be unrecoverable and useless at that point. So I think where, you know, flexibility is really going to be of interest is in those of the apparel and toy sector. You know, if consumers can't return those things for their family or kids, it's going to be a real challenge. You know, I also think that those retailers that, again, offer payment flexibility within their category are going to be winners as well. Buy now, pay later is more and more used throughout consumer spending, and it's been helping consumers, you know, along the way. A category that I think could struggle a bit are going to be those expensive gifts. I don't think the wallet size is there for them. I think gifts such as large purchases in electronics, I think something that's more experiential, like big family lavish trips, those kinds of things. I think we're going to be back to basics, quite frankly, in this economic uncertainty going into holiday.
Yeah, listen, I definitely agree with you, and especially on the return policy. You know, if consumers are buying early, which I think many are ahead of the tariff increases, everyone was trying to buy products, even holiday shopping early in the summer, but you can't return them beyond, in most cases, 30 days. And I think things that are really promotionally driven now have no returns. You know what? I've become a lot more diligent in when I'm buying something to really understand the return policy, so I don't get stuck with a gift that someone can return, or even if you're buying things online, that apparel, as you mentioned, apparel, buying apparel online that you can't return, it's a gamble.
Huge gamble.
And not a lot of gamble. That and not a lot of consumers are willing to take that gamble in today's environment.
Sure. I mean, you could have the best price on something in July on all these different, you know, promotional strategies that a lot of the big box retailers are doing. But again, if you are saving that for Christmas and stuck with the return policy, and then that individual that you're giving the gift to ends up with the same gift, you know, then what? They have two of something? You know, it's the struggle could be real. Yeah. I mean, I think consumers are thinking twice about this stuff.
Absolutely. That sounds like that would be a great re-gift right there. Not that I'm a fan, not either. So here is one that we haven't talked about in quite a while. Do you think gift cards are going to be big this holiday season? Are they going to come back? Will they take center stage?
I think they definitely could. You know, again, consumers only have so much in their wallets. And with the prices that have increased over the years, they still want to give a gift that's great and meaningful. And, you know, they may not be able to buy that $65 sweater that they want to give that's beautiful, but they could give that $50 gift card and have the recipient put it towards that beautiful sweater, you know, and then maybe it's in the right color, and then you don't have the risk of returns and all those other things, right? I think the risk really shifts when you're a gift card giver from the giver to the recipient, and then the recipient picks what they love, and, you know, they're sort of in a better place. So I think between tighter wallet size and that sort of risk perspective on, you know, coupling that with returns, I think gift cards can be a really great option for consumers this year during holiday.
Absolutely. I think the only thing retailers really need to see or think about is what would that do potentially to their revenue, because they won't recognize that revenue until that gift card is utilized, and that may be into the following year. So that can completely shift revenue from the holiday season of 25 into Q1 of 26 or whatever else in 2026. So that could be another potential change in this coming holiday season.
Oh, for sure. And then, you know, then those recipients are getting better deals and promotions post-holiday. Right. So this just becomes a rippling effect as well. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Jennifer. And hope you enjoyed today's insights. And if you have, leave us a review and let us know what topics you want us to cover next. We'll keep bringing you the insights you need to succeed in retail. See you next week.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.